you know, like, I'd get into radio and show you stuff, you know, like, how it works and, you know, this and that. You know, I know me, when I was that age, I would have been like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, all over it, man, wanting to take shit apart, man, you know?
Yeah, well, I was already doing that shit. I was already taking shit apart, man, but, and to have a show that would be doing that and showing me that shit, man, oh, man.
Well, the thing about it is we could save lives doing this, because mm-hmm. we can instruct children to make sure that the thing was unplugged before they started disassembling it.
Yeah, all kinds of safety tips. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
You know, I mean, like accidentally, you know, we can teach them to discharge capacitors.
Yeah, exactly. Cause, you know,
shit like that. Huh?
I mean, did you ever, like, get across a non-discharge capacitor, like, sitting on your workbench that you forgot to discharge, that you removed from something, and it was charged? I've done
actually,
that.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, I did. I lost a tooth.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I fucking hit that son of a bitch, and I guess I bit down so fucking hard, man, and just it busted my goddamn tooth.
Holy shit.
Okay, yeah. Man. I was out of it, man. You know, it was like fucking 200 volts fucking DC.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
I think you should play with 600 volts.
Yeah, I just kind of blacked out for a second there, you know. I mean, I didn't really, like, pick out path cut or anything, but I was like, whoa, I remember getting zapped, and I remember, you know, like a fucking half of a tooth, you know, and yeah, what the fuck's that? Oh, shit, that's my fucking tooth.
Damn.
You know? Yeah, true story, man. Shit happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a good idea. You know, a children's show based on a DX shack.
Yeah.
But most definitely it has to be a not a ham shack, though. No. This is ham. Teach them all kinds of fucked up shit, you know.
No, it's a pirate shack.
Yeah, it has to be a pirate shack, man. Yeah, man, you know what? We could do it with King Friday and Commander Bunny.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, we could have Commander Bunny be part of King Friday's, you know, community thing.
Yeah.
Instead of the trolley, let's see, what can we use as a conveyance to get there? The big can hootie. Okay? We'll have a short bus. Yeah, man, a short bus where everybody wears helmets, okay, for safety. Okay? And we ride into King Friday's kingdom, and we go visit Commander Bunny at his DX shack.
Yeah.
Now, I think, I wonder if Commander Bunny would make t-shirts up on that one.
That's a good question.
That's a good idea.
It is.
I think we need to... Oh, yeah, man. I'm thinking PBS, man. This shit has PBS written all over it, man. Fucking right. And then we can turn around and we can educate the children. No, imagine this, okay? You're there, and you're in Commander Bunny's DX shack, okay? And he's telling you the FRN's the devil's phone booth, okay? And turning around, and the next thing you know, you hear China.
Yeah.
And you learn the Chinese alphabet.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff, man.
Also, it'll be a multicultural show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no discontent. I think it's a fantastic idea. You know, we could do a show where we DX Zimbabwe, South America, Cumbre. We could DX Cumbre.
Oh yeah.
What do you think, man?
I'm liking it.
So what do you got to add to this, JB? Let's get your input on this. Maybe we can get the listeners to input on this. I'll tell you what, listeners, if you're listening to us and you have any ideas about King Friday's Magical Kingdom with Commander Bunny's DX Shack, the children's show on PBS, please do post it on FRN. We would like your ideas on this, and we can make it happen. What do you think?
Oh, I think it would be cool.
I think we should do this, man.
Commander Bunny could show, you know, give you, like, demonstrations of how the stuff propagates, you know, how someone you can hear, like, how you can hear China, how you can hear Australia, you know, like, little, and have, like, little models with, like, the Earth and the Sun and the ionosphere, and you can have these little
models.
Yeah, with
little knuckle dragon chimps, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, with aluminum foil hats.
Yeah.
Man, this has potential. I'm telling you what, we need to be writing this shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, man, okay, what's in the news today? Let's see what's in the news, man. Let's see. Okay, we'll go over here, and we'll check the news. Okay.
Yeah, what is in the news today?
Okay, looks like, Andy Yoder is taking pre-orders